This rare form of bathtub was lent by Woodbury Langdon as one of the original exhibits at the John Paul Jones House in 1920. The Portsmouth Herald called attention to this large bathtub, hewn out of a solid mahogany log and used by the household in revolutionary times, implying its ownership by the Purcells, the original owners of the house. Over time, as often happens, the story became more colorful and evolved to John Paul Jones bathed in this, with water carried by Mrs. Purcell's young daughters, in the period when Sarah Purcell took on boarders, including Jones, after the death of her husband in 1776. By the late 20th century, this tale was pretty much dubbed a ludicrous fantasy. However, a clear chain of descent, down to 1920 through the Langdon family, is entirely feasible, and the Langdons did acquire this house from Sarah Purcell in 1783. While it seems unlikely that Mrs. Purcell would have left so useful an object behind when she sold the property, it is not beyond the realm of possibility. Maybe she just thought it was too heavy to move. So, whether or not John Paul Jones ever saw this tub, much less bathed in it, we are left with a tantalizing story of its possible use in this house. The bathtub does consist of a single, hollowed-out piece of mahogany, resembling a dugout canoe. It is fitted with a shallow headrest at one end and carrying knobs at each end. Most early wooden bathtubs and their contemporary counterparts are cooper's work, constructed like large barrels with staves and encircling hoops, or consist of multiple horizontal laminations that form the eventual shape. An example fashioned from a single large tree trunk is indeed a treasure. One should not lose sight of the fact, however, that mahogany was harvested in many areas through slave labor in the West Indies and Central America, lending an ironic twist to genteel bathing in northern New England.